And it looks like you're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
Sounds like it, too. I'm Marcy Silman. Sometimes it's hard to find the perfect book. That's true even for Nancy Pearl. She told our colleague Steve Scher that she's been rereading a lot of books lately.
Nancy Pearl hasn't been finding a lot of interesting books on the new bookshelf, so she's gone back to look at some old favorites. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say, Steve. They're just, the books I know that I would love are out there, but they've been very hard to find, which I suspect is all due to a mood, which I'm unable to identify what mood it is.
Spring?
Well, this has been going on for quite a while, so oh, yeah. I'm hoping that the tide turns and I will start enjoying more new books. So instead, I've just been going back and having this wonderful, wonderful time rereading titles.
So you read this book already?
Yes. This is The Selected Works of T.S. Spivet by Rafe Larson. And it's the story of a 12-year-old boy, T.S. Spivet, who is a genius cartographer. He maps everything, including his family's dinner table conversation. So these are maps like you've never really thought, in many cases, maps that you've never really thought of as maps before. But one day, he gets a phone call from the Smithsonian, and the people there have no idea how old he is. But they tell him that they would like him to come to the Smithsonian to accept an award. And this starts him off on this amazing journey by train from Divide, Montana, which is the name of the town closest to the ranch where he and his family live, to Washington, D.C. But it's a journey through family relationships, and it's a journey through figuring out who you are, and it's a journey through understanding your parents and understanding who they are. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful coming-of-age novel. And the way they've brought it out in paperback, it's going to be a movie.
I see that.
Yes.
It says that right there, a big sticker on
right,
the cover.
Right,
soon to be a major motion picture.
But I couldn't find out who's going to star in it. It'd be very interesting to see who this 12-year-old boy is going to be. But the book itself is just a cartographic marvel.
It's wonderful to look at the margins, see all these different
yes.
drawings in there.
Yes, these are all the things that that T.S. Spivet has drawn, mapping where he's been, but also mapping pictures of his family, pictures of people, drawings of people that he's met. It's a book about sorrow, and it's a book about joy, and it's absolutely one of those books that if you, people who love character-driven novels, people who love coming-of-age novels, this is exactly the kind of book that they would love, and I'm so happy they brought it out in this oversized paperback version, because this is basically what the hardback looked like.
This is a delightful-looking book. Have you ever heard of this author before?
No, I believe that's his first novel. I had never heard of him before. And it's so imaginative and just the kind of book that as somebody said to me this weekend, she said she describes those kinds of books as huggers. And this is a hugger. You just want to cuddle it because it's so wonderful and so poignant, and T.S. himself is just a terrific character.
I like some of the people he's thanking. You can always get a sense of a book and an author by who they thank. Thanks to all sentient beings.
Yeah.
but more specifically, and then a number of people he mentions. And then also thanks to Barry Lopez for creating the character of Corliss Benefidio in his short story, The Mappist. Interesting.
Yes. It would be really interesting for somebody to do a study on when authors, fiction writers especially, started doing long acknowledgement pages, because that's relatively recent.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, it's fun to see how the influences authors feel they've received and how that affects their work.
Absolutely.
This is a great book.
It is a great book. You
he
would
was
love
a
it,
great
Steve.
Collector of all that came from the sea, and then there's a picture of a journal, and then out of the journal is the drawing of sand dollars and sea stars. Very cool.
You would love this book.
Yeah, I sure could. So this is what you do when you're not finding a book. You go back to one you really liked.
Absolutely.
Did that re-energize you?
Well, it kind of made me sad that every novel that I pick up couldn't be just like this in its freshness and originality and the way it deals with common themes, the journey, the coming of age. But the way it does it, the way that Ralph Larson presented it is just remarkably wonderful.
Hmm. You know, I talked to some people and I mentioned, well, Nancy Pearl does say, if you don't like the book, don't be afraid of putting it down. And there were sighs of joy about that. People said, oh, I've gotten permission to not read things I don't like.
And the first time that I ever talked about that was on the show with you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a good rule.
Yeah, good.
I like to think I follow it.
Good.
What's the other book?
The other one is actually a collection of three novels.
Really?
By a British writer named David Lodge called The Campus Trilogy. And the three novels that it includes are a book called Changing Places, one called Small World, and one called Nice Work. And these are all, there's a main character named Philip Swallow, who's a British academic. And these are his experiences. In the first one, he has an exchange with an American academic named Morris Zapp, and Morris goes to England and Philip comes to the United States, and just the differences in their the kind of academia in Britain and the academia here. So that they're just, especially if you have any experience with academia and the infighting and the different, to get the chairman's attention and all of that kind of thing, the papers.
Are these comic novels?
Yeah, these are comic novels, very comic novels.
Oh, I like that.
For example, Morris and Philip, as one is coming to England and one is going to the United States, they pass in midair. Their planes pass in midair, but of course they don't know each other. The second book is about conference going, and there's actually a Dutch word that he writes about David Lodge describes in the introduction, conferenslopers, which are people who spend a lot of time going to conferences. And again, academic conferences and all the various programs that they have, they're just very, very, very funny.
These are older books.
These
75,
are
these 84,
are
88,
yes,
I read.
These are older books, and yet they're a little bit dated because these are English professors. These are people whose field is English, and so these were written at the time when deconstruction, Derrida, Paul Damon, all of that was
the craze.
The craze, right? So there's a little bit of hammering away at that, but just David Lodge is absolutely wonderful, and these are, I think, three of his best books. So it was so great to see that Penguin has brought them out in one volume, because I know my copies, which were the separate books, are just so grungy at that. I mean, when I got them, they didn't have that acid-free paper.
Oh.
So they were all yellowed and everything. But now here they are in this brand new, beautiful edition.
David Lodge, The Campus Trilogy, The Selected Works of T.S. Spivet by Ralph Larson, R-E-I-F-L-A-R-S-E-N. So going back to this older, even older friend.
Yes.
Made you feel good?
It did make me feel good. Because there are some wonderful newer academic novels, which reading this made me want to reread those as well. So maybe I'll talk about those in a later
show. Oh, okay.
In a later
show. A little tease.
Yes.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad you found a few books to keep you going till the floodgates of new novels sweep you away.
Oh,
did I mix my metaphors there a little bit? Opening the floodgates of the new novels will sweep you away. Yes.
Oh, if you can't mix a metaphor, what can you do?
The floodgates would whack you in the side of the head, I think. That wouldn't be any good. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Steve.
Nancy Pearl talked with Steve Scher about two books, The Selected Works of T.S. Spivet by Ralph Larson. It's a recent novel about a boy who maps everything in his life, and a single volume made up of three novels by David Lodge. It's collectively re-released as the Campus Trilogy. Nancy Pearl is the author of Book Lust, More Book Lust, and other books. You can find her at nancypearl.com, and every Friday here on The Record on KUOW.